Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So what did you do over the weekend?
What?
I ate cookies. What is the most gluttonous thing you did over the weekend? We went to a museum, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, so we got some steps in. But these would not be what I would consider to be fast-paced steps.
No, it's walk and look, walk and look.
I napped. We went out to eat twice.
Oh, the most gluttonous thing I did?
Yeah.
I was a judge in my neighborhood's barbecue contest.
Okay, bring it. So just shoveled it in because you had to taste all of it, right?
I did.
And then we napped. That was one of the highlights of my weekend. An 82-year-old Metro man defied the odds over the weekend, becoming the oldest person to ever trek to the South Base Camp of Mount Everest in Nepal. David McClung, we want to talk to you. He and his son, Dennis.
You can only get to the South Camp?
Set off on a journey to complete the 17,598-foot climb to the base camp of the world's tallest mountain. And on Sunday, they reached the camp. It makes David the reported oldest person in the world to complete the rigorous hike. Congratulations to you. So I'm looking at these photos. He's just got a walking stick. He's smiling. He's
Where's his Sherpa?
Got glasses on. To shield the sun.
So he didn't go to the top.
It was an 80-mile hike demanding 6 to 8 hours of walking each day through steep and rocky terrains and harsh weather conditions.
Why?
Because you can. And because, like, did you not? When I read that story, I was like, well,
I watched a lot of baseball.
I had bacon on some shrimp at Harry's Country Club in the Crossroads District. We napped. He's 82 and he climbed 17,000 mile feet or whatever it is.
You know what's amazing is the older I get, and I still think I'm a young 54.
Yeah.
I still think I'm in okay shape. I'm not in the best shape I've ever been in my life.
That was okay about, for your age. Yeah.
No, thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. But I'm losing track of the things that were on my bucket list that I'm now just crossing off.
That now no longer interests you. Yeah, like, that's out.
By crossing off, it's not because I achieved it.
Not going to do that. Nope.
It's nope. Because I just don't want to do it anymore.
That couch is pretty comfortable,
isn't it? It is, isn't it?
I mean, I've told you guys that, and I think as recently as last week or 2 weeks ago, I wanted to go skydiving before I died, right?
Yeah.
I have zero interest in going skydiving now.
Really?
No.
I've always said anything that nullifies my life insurance, I'm not doing.
I
take Dana up with you and she can throw you out.
Dan, in my older years, I've started to get a little bit of anxiety.
Oh.
And I'm honest to God, I had a appointment with my psychologist this morning. He and I should have talked about this, but we didn't. I have a distinct fear that if I were to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yeah, you'd have a heart attack.
With a grown man strapped to my back, I'd either have a heart attack or I'd poop my pants.
Yeah, you can't do chest compressions to stay alive when you're falling.
Correct.
I also, it would be like a weird Heimlich maneuver.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I also wanted to step foot on all seven continents.
No.
I don't have that desire at all anymore.
It's good to have those thoughts when you're young. You know, you try to achieve these things. You go with your energy. But now it's okay to reprioritize. The couch is comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just a few steps away to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The game is on. When I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I thought for sure at this point in my life, I would have run and maybe even won a seat in Congress. I have no desire.
I said last night after a nap, I go, you want to maybe go on a walk? And we pondered that for a minute. And then I was like, I'm really happy right here.
Pondered it.
How long did you ponder it?
About 14 seconds. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
By the way, on Sunday, the McClung men reached the camp.
Oh, we're back to the Olathe guy that's better than us?
He says, quote, I've always believed that adventure doesn't have an expiration date.
Amen.
The hike wasn't about me, he said. It's about showing my children and grandchildren and others that life should be lived to the fullest at every stage. And of course, he says, it was about the adventure itself. And by the way, he is a combat veteran who served in the Vietnam War. He says he is no stranger to high pressure and physically demanding situations. There's a photo of him in this glorious red, like Helly Hansen parka, you know, the kind that you wear when you really need it, not because you want to look fashionable walking around on the plaza. And he's in about knee deep snow, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
And he is just smiling.
Oh, yeah. He's having the best time.
Hat's off to you.
Amen to that.
Young man.
Amen to that. He is a better man than I am.
Did I tell you?
And I'm okay with that.
I tell you, when we moved in, you know, there's a spot in everyone's bedroom where the master bed just goes. I mean, with a couple of exceptions, there's really usually one spot where you put the bed that makes sense.
You know where it is.
Architecturally to put the bed.
It's this wall or that wall.
Yeah.
That's it.
And we noticed, you know, early on when we moved in, there were these two little holes drilled perfectly on either side of the bed. We were looking at those one day when we were moving in. I said, I wonder what those are for.
Cameras?
And it looks like, yeah, Dan, honestly, it looked like there was some sort of cord leading up to it. And I'm like, what in the Sam Hill is this? So we start pulling, and lo and behold, on either side of the bed, there happened to be an electric plugged into some system mechanism with a push button on it, in case in the middle of the night you needed help. And I think as we age,
I thought it was for something else.
No, those are common, where if you have a nurse or you need help in the middle of the night, these were flanked on either side of the bed. And I thought, what a great idea.
It's the help call button.
It is the help call button. And at the time I thought, oh, look, you know, I can't even imagine being, you know, 100 years old and needing something like that. And then this weekend I'm like, do we need to put those help call buttons back in?
Feeling kind of lazy.
Someone bring me ice cream.
Well.
The game's on.
Call the help.
So who owned the house before you?
I think.
Was it some geriatric?
No, I will tell you this. The home has been in the same family for more than a century. And it's just it's an incredible property. So yes, people aged there, and people aged in different ways 50 years ago and 100 years ago and all those things. But I thought it was neat.
Huh.
Yeah. So hats off. His name is David McClung. We would like to interview him. We are working on it. He's probably, you know,
still in Nepal.
You have to come down carefully too, Dan. You can't just.
That's correct.
Race back down.
What's your bucket list, Dan? Give me one.
Oh, gosh.
Is it writing an encyclopedia?
No, I'm not that scholarly.
Yeah, you are.
No, that would bore me. You know, adventures that are similar. You know, I want to go ski. Oh, you know what? I want to go ski in Ushuaia.
Okay.
Where's Ushuaia?
That's far southern South America in the Andes.
Okay.
I want to go ski
there.
Like
in Chile or in Argentina?
Yeah, in Chile. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one.
What's yours, Dana?
Greece.
You want to go to Greece?
Yeah.
That's your bucket
Greece
list.
Greece is huge on my bucket list, and we're working on that for next year.
Good for you.
Scotland is on there to go visit the birthplace of golf. And inside these United States, Kiowa. in either North or South Carolina. Dan, you'd have
South
to help me
Carolina.
On that. South Carolina.
Yeah, it's just a golf course here. There, Kiowa Island.
The ocean
yeah.
course is supposed to be absolutely
it's
stunning.
All fancy.
Carrie has been and says it's one of the most stunning properties in the United States.
Little island there along all the marshes in the low country.
Yeah. You've seen Stonehenge, Scott.
I have seen Stonehenge.
You've seen more wonders of the world than I have.
2 years ago. Yeah, but I don't know that there's any like travel that is like bucket list. I mean, all the places Ireland would be really cool. But my bucket list is I want to write a book.
Oh.
Yeah. You should do it.
I know. And, this morning I'm watching CNN. He's got to have a ghostwriter. They have Jake Tapper on, who's one of their mid-afternoon anchors. And he's being interviewed by Dana Bash. And he's out with a new book about the one and only trial in the United States regarding a terrorist from Afghanistan who killed American soldiers.
It's like, how do they have the time to write these
books? He is extremely smart, though, Scott, and extremely well-read.
Dan, that's exactly what I thought, because I'm still working through his last book that came out 6 months ago.
Right. They work with other writers and such, and so they just get together and they have the ideas and frameworks, and then
he put out
other people will fill it all out.
Jake Tapper put out, and I find him remarkably fair as a journalist. He put out a book about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago called Original Sin. And it's about what he claims is the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline in the last two years.
Said it's fascinating.
It is a page-turner. And he is remarkably fair in this book, and very good. It's very well written, but it's about 300 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
It came out this year. When did he have time to write the other one?
So, what kind of book do you want to write? Fiction or nonfiction?
No, I just want to tell. I don't care about me. I was born in Fort Benning, Georgia, and we moved to Amarillo, Texas. Who cares? In this job. Over the last 30 plus years, I've seen some of the craziest things imaginable. Got bumped into some of the most famous people on the planet. And I just want to tell that story.
Yeah. You want to do an inside radio?
Yeah.
Yes.
My brush with fame in the urinal.
Yes.
What you should call the book.
My brush with fame in the urinal.
I would read that.
Be sure to include crayons so people can fill in. Color it in.
That is terrible, but very funny.
It's not very nice, Dan. No, but I mean, I wanted kind of, and what made me start thinking about it was Mackie's book that he put out last month.
And you're thinking if he can do it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to copy it, but I kind of the same idea, the time that I'm sitting there at the old building in Westwood and I look over and there's David Coverdale from Whitesnake. And the only thing I can possibly think to say to him is, you're smaller than I thought you would be.
Yeah.
Have you written any of this down?
No.
No.
You need to start building your memoirs. And
that's what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
These things
I'm going to get you a huge leather-bound notebook where you can start. And in the middle of the night, I will do this, Scott, because I'll say, what was that topic I was going to bring up? And I can't remember it. And if I don't screenshot it, I forget it. So I've started to write them down. Next to the call for help button, because my memory is failing also in my old age.
Well, you will be multiple chapters in my book.
I would expect nothing less.
I mean, there are so, I actually though, and I'm being serious, I know we got to get to break. I actually thought how I would open the book. The first story
left
I would tell.
Right. Usually go left to right.
Not if it's in Arabic.
Or Hebrew.
That's right. It goes right to left. That is correct, Dan.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You guys are intolerable.
I know. You're right.
Oh, I got a new title.
So hang on. I was going to open it with the day 2 years ago where I'm sitting in my home office drunk.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting T to come over to watch the Chiefs game at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And the door to my garage opens at 1:00. And it was some uninvited guests. Mm-hmm. I think that's how I want to open the book.
I think you should, because I think also talking about that the way you have on the show, and I think that is the framework for the book.
Because, well,
I'm telling you, Scott, you have lived such a public life, and that's just one of those things that I think people would.
And it's a way to create legacy.
Sure.
I'm not looking to create legacy.
Instead of going over and visiting some country, you're actually creating something.
Well, that's not the goal.
That's going to last.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Kramer, in today for Sam Stevie III. He is on vacation. He has not been fired. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks on KMBZ. Story here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Out of Alexandria, Virginia, where police are searching for a group of people in costumes who were caught on video terrorizing a family and trying to enter their home one night last week. Quoting here from the Alexandria, Virginia police chief, Tarek McGuire, you know, when I first saw the video, to be honest with you, I thought that this has to be a prank. But Chief McGuire said the disturbing incident caught on Ring doorbell camera is anything but a prank.
You've seen it?
I've seen still photos.
Oh,
I haven't seen the video.
Gosh, it is the thing of your nightmares.
So, can you describe the video?
Oh,
have you seen it?
It's Ring doorbell with the crazy guy from
It.
Not Friday the 13th. The other one, Halloween. The Halloween movies with the gross, weathered Captain Kirk mask. He's one of them. There's a clown. I don't know.
Is it the clown from It?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is gory.
Oh.
It is awful. And if you saw someone
and they're
leaning into the Ring door, so you just and in this creepy sort of it's awful.
So it says here, one of the women whose homes was targeted said, "It's not even a joke gone wrong. They tried to enter into my home."
Yeah, that's how you get shot. That's not a prank.
"Like my heart dropped when they said they were going to take a chair and break down the door. That is just too much. She and her mother were terrified," she said, "and it could have ended up very differently." Says Shayla, the homeowner, "It could have been bad. Our Second Amendment right was not used, and it could have been. I'm just being very transparent."
Look at one of them. Ugh! If that was at your door, Scott, the old creepy nun from The Nun.
I'm going upstairs to get my gun. If that's standing at my front door.
Now, on Halloween night, I would prefer as an adult you not creep me out and stare into my Ring doorbell camera. But I think at that point on Halloween night, you're like, okay, this is a week and a half, 2 weeks out.
But on Halloween night, a week and a half, I'm either sitting out in my driveway with a bowl of candy and like a little fire pit.
Right.
And there's 150 people on the block. This is not cool. This is how you end up getting killed.
I agree.
And for what benefit?
Clicks. They're trying to see if it goes viral and trying to see if they can capitalize on this. Oh, the clown is not the clown from It. It's even worse. If you could have a clown that's worse than It. What was the movie, Kramer?
Oh, that's...
you get to commit a crime during the one day.
The Purge.
It looks like a bunch of really awful, creepy masks from The Purge. It's just gross.
Hang on, let me see if that's...
Ugh.
But I hear what you're saying about clicks, but where's the money in it? I mean, people do things for money.
They kept knocking on the door. The knocks were getting harder and harder. She said, get away. 911 is calling. Coming, pardon me. She called. They came. Ugh.
I never saw The Purge. Is it good?
I refuse. No, the kids have seen it. I mean, if you're looking to be scared, you know what I want to see, but I want someone to see it first.
Well, I'm sure somebody already has.
Him, the football movie. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but it looks really good.
I can't decide. I feel like because it's one of the Peele movies, it's going to be very, very creepy and very thriller good. But the reviews are not great. So I need one of you to go see it. And if you say it scared the cripes out of you.
I'm not going to go watch a scary movie. I'm looking at pictures from The Purge. One of these guys has like a still mask on and it just says in Sharpie on his forehead, God.
Do you remember 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were watching Halloween? It was like the whatever anniversary of Halloween, the Jamie Lee Curtis one.
It was 50.
And some guy walked in deliberately and slow, just step, step.
Like in the movie theater?
In the theater.
That you were in?
Wearing that mask.
Oh, hell no.
Walked all the way to the edge of the theater where the red velvet stairs are. Walked up the stairs and then just stood there. And I know he was doing it like to freak people out, but I'm also like, I don't know that you should be doing that in a theater right now anyway.
How do you know that somebody in that theater doesn't have a gun?
You don't. What if you turned around and that guy was masked sitting behind you and you were watching Halloween? I wouldn't need a gun. I would need a defibrillator.
You would have to tell everybody going into that theater... You don't have a gun, right? Because there's going to be a little prank being played. You don't have a gun, right?
Nope. It's like when you left Smile for the first time and there were people that were staff members standing outside with that smile on their face. And I'm like, stop it. I just said, stop it. That is not funny. Yeah, that smile. I hate that you make fun of me because I'm scared of Smile, but he won't watch it. He refuses to watch it. One of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Because I'm not stupid. I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying that I know that those kinds of movies are not good for my heart, and so I'm not going to watch it.
Heart attack in the theater.
913-586.
We're all going to float down here.
7798, 586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
We have a parole denial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
For someone who remains in denial, and I am happy for it, it will be 2027 before the idiot who shot and killed John Lennon will be eligible for parole. I don't even want to say his name because that's why he did it. They asked him just now, why did you do it? And he said, because I wanted to be somebody. I wanted people to know my name, he recently told the parole board ahead of the shocking crime's 45th anniversary. It had everything to do with his popularity. My crime was completely selfish. They have denied his parole.
They went on to say, or he went on to say, this was for me and me alone. He apologized for causing, quote, devastation to fans and friends of the rock legend, but the board ultimately didn't buy his sorrow. Asked by a commissioner on the parole board why he wanted to murder John Lennon, Mark David Chapman said, quote, to be famous, to be something I was not. And then I just realized, hey, there is a goal here. I don't have to die and I can be somebody. I had sunk that low.
No, you're not anybody. You know what you are? You're inmate number 4651382.
I'm curious.
That's who you are.
I'm curious as to why they would even bother to entertain the possibility of giving him parole.
He flew from Hawaii to assassinate one of our world's most beloved musicians. You don't get to get out. Sorry. No.
Despite his apology, the parole board found him to lack, quote, genuine remorse or meaningful empathy for the victim. He is next eligible for parole, as you mentioned, Dana, in 2027. okay. All right, Mark David. Chapman now says that he would rather avoid the spotlight. Quoting here, I don't have any interest at all in being famous. Put me under the rug somewhere. I don't want to be famous anymore, period. That's his quote.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Dakota Hotel?
No.
Or apartment complex, whatever? It's actually very tastefully done, you know, considering how horrific the crime was that was committed out front. And he shot just in a coward's way. He shot John Lennon in the back, you know, and not that there's any good
four
way.
Times. Four times.
Yeah. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, his wife, Yoko Ono, was right there.
She was.
But outside of the Dakota, I went there, I want to say it was like in the early 2000s. I was still married to Shonda, and we took the subway up to, it's like at 80th and 3rd or something like that. I can't remember. It's just on the west side of
Central Park.
Central Park, thank you. And right outside of the Dakota, it's rather nondescript. I do believe there is a marker of some fashion.
A very small marker.
It's very
I've seen
small.
People place flowers there.
And then if you walk into Central Park, right, which is right across the street from the Dakota, there is a huge mosaic, of, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's a peace sign, and it just says across the peace sign, imagine. And people will go and they'll just sit there and lay flowers or notes or whatever. It's very
tastefully done.
Yes. When you take into consideration how awful it was, the crime that was committed literally just feet away from where you're standing. Apparently there was some huge internet outage this morning. Did you hear about this?
I might have slept through it.
Websites and services across the United States and around the world were struggling to recover this morning after a problem at Amazon Web Services, AWS, that left leading games, publishers, streaming platforms, and other apps unusable to millions of people. It even affected Life 360 because.
Uh-oh.
I know.
How now am
I
gonna, I'm in on this.
How am I going to know where my kids are, even though they're adults? And so every morning, I'll get on Life 360, just see where my people are, see if Maya's flying or whatever. And I could not get on Life 360. I couldn't spy on my own children. The cloud hosting service that underpins much of the web and everyday online tools went offline at 3 o'clock this morning because of a problem with one of its core database products. Problems persisted throughout the morning. CNN, I was watching CNN, for example, and it was at the tail end of their morning show when John Berman, who's one of the three main anchors on CNN in the morning, he said, well, we finally got our internet back. Now, I'm telling you right now, and not that anybody cares, doing a news show or a news talk show without the internet, I don't know how they did it in the early days. Like with Mike Murphy back in the day and Limbaugh and all those guys, how they would be able to, clearly more talented
than me. You would have to have books and books and reams of,
and newspapers.
Of newspapers and producers to ply you with all of that content.
Yeah, because how...
Have 10 Sams and Kramers.
How you put on a morning news program on one of the major cable channels in this country without the internet, without access to news sites, etc. I don't know how you do it. Honest to God, I don't. And maybe that speaks to my complete lack of talent.
Well, no. It's a lot... It would be a lot harder to do it back then. Without question. But it was a lot harder to do everything back then. Write a term paper. You got to go into some 200-year-old library, which was beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Peruse the Dewey Decimal System. Hope that the book you need is there.
It says here the outage had affected users of sites ranging from Snapchat to the McDonald's app, Amazon's Ring doorbell cameras, and gaming platforms like Fortnite. It underlines the fragility of companies, including financial services, that use cloud-based servers to host their data, and how suddenly businesses across the globe can be affected by an unplanned outage.
We've always said it. I think the internet is the best thing and the worst thing to ever happen to the world. Listen to this idiot. I hate the word influencer, and most of them are insufferable. Charged with kidnapping and impersonating a police officer after a social media video that he was doing for clicks, Scott.
Okay.
30-year-old Justin Simmons has been charged with kidnapping and impersonating a police officer after he went to the Great America Ballpark, pretended to be police, and detained a minor. Simmons, who goes by nicknames Banky Luciano and Bankroll online, said he was live streaming when it happens. The incident, by the way, happened September 23rd, the night the Cincinnati Reds were playing one of their final season regular games. The child was reportedly, quote, in great distress because of the detention. And if you're a real police officer right now, you are screaming at the top of your lungs.
Absolutely.
They described this man as having terrorized this child and, quote, caused him great fear. And he has since responded to the charges with wording that every English teacher will certainly embrace here. Brah, they really trying to charge me with kidnapping and impersonating a cop over a joke I did on stream. Anybody who knows me knows I'm positive, staying out of the way, focused, and haven't been in no type trouble in years. I'm asking for everyone who rocks with me to stay down with me. I'm about to fight this with everything I got.
How does one rock with someone?
I don't know. Scott, we'd have to ask Michael Jackson, and he's no longer with us.
That's a good point. It's a very strong point.
He is to be arraigned October 27th. How do you walk up dressed like a police officer? Pretend to detain people and think that's going to end well for you.
For the same reason that every influencer does just about anything they do, they don't care if it ends well. It's not about ending well. It's about getting clicks. because when they get clicks, they actually get money. Unlike these morons who are running around in ghost costumes or
right.
clown costumes who are going up to some poor lady's Ring doorbell camera and just trying to scare the heck out of her.
I'm trying to see if he put cuffs on the kid.
I want to know how one becomes an influencer.
I don't think he's an influencer. I really don't. I think he wants to be, someone whose name you know. Well, no one knows your name, sir. That's why everyone freaked out when you showed up dressed as a police officer. You know, it's one thing yeah. when Sacha Baron Cohen did it to celebrities making fun of them when they did not realize
they were being made fun of.
It was him. He never dressed up as a police officer and tried to put you in a squad car.
True. I have an embarrassing confession to make.
What?
Guess where I'm going on Friday night? This was Maya's idea, not mine.
I don't know. Tell me.
There is a wrestling match in town on Friday night.
Oh, wow. We doing some SmackDown?
It features little people.
Scott.
Maya bought the tickets. What?
It's a circuit. It is a circuit. And they go out and they wrestle.
They're getting paid.
And I know. But you know, so did the people 300 years ago under...
Oh, don't compare.
I'm not. I'm just saying I've always felt
a little
uncomfortable with, you know. But yeah, it's a thing.
She called me and she said, Dad, there's a little person. It's actually called midget wrestling.
That's what it's called. Okay. Where is it?
Somewhere here in town.
Okay.
And she said, do you and T want to go? And I said, did you have to ask?
I said, let me get back with you on that. All right, you go. I want a full report when you get back.
Well, I can't wait. I'm very excited. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. Hey, winter is right around the corner, and for many of us, that means getting into a cold car, seeing our breath, waiting for the car to warm up. It doesn't have to be that way. Get in touch with my friends at Santa Fe Auto Sound, downtown Overland Park. Have them install a remote start in your spouse's, or your kids' cars. You can thank me later. I've had Santa Fe Auto Sound install remote starts in Sarah's and Maya's cars. They absolutely love it. Whether they're at work, in class, wherever, it doesn't matter. Just a click of the button, and in freezing weather, their car is warming up. It is ready to go when they get there. And safety is, of course, paramount. So the car remains locked until they get to their already warmed up car. And with the remote drone mobile app, it allows them to start the car anywhere from their home, their office, their school, their church. Maybe they're at a football game. It doesn't matter. The car is warmed up. It is ready to go. Santa Fe Auto Sound, downtown Overland Park, online at santafeautosound.com. That's santafeautosound.com. Not that it was a secret, but we now know when daylight saving time ends. It'll be Sunday morning, November 2nd, when you roll the clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m.
Is this the bad one or the good one? And when does it happen?
This is the bad one.
This is the bad one because it gets dark so early.
It will start getting dark.
When we leave.
Before we leave.
It's the bad one.
Before we leave. Yeah.
The bad one.
So you need to fall back, as they say, Sunday morning, November 2nd. And that happens at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I thought at the very high levels of our brilliant government, they were discussing getting rid of this. And where did that go?
It went absolutely nowhere.
Everyone is in favor of getting rid of it, and it goes nowhere.
That's exactly right. Actually, what people were in favor of is keeping it the way it is right now. So, and you can tell me all the arguments about, well, that means kids are going to be at the bus stop in the dark. Yeah. Okay. There are these things called streetlights.
Spain has just restarted its push to kill daylight saving time in the EU.
Good.
And there are multiple studies on this. It's actually better for our health to stop bouncing back and forth.
Actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know if it's in the story that you're looking at, that cardiac arrest goes up on
yes.
The end of daylight saving time. So when we fall back for whatever reason, and people complain of feeling almost jet lagged, you know, and there are more car wrecks, there are more heart attacks.
Permanent standard time is, quote, undeniably the best option for our health. If you believe in science, quoting here from Dr. Elena Tiani,
and I do,
it largely has to do with when we have the most daylight. During daylight saving time, there is more daylight in the back half of the day. During standard time, there's more daylight in the morning. Having more of that light exposure in the earlier times is, quote, essential for our body's rhythms. The opposite with daylight saving and having the evening light exposure.
I mean, this argument that, kids are going to be standing at the bus stop in the dark. And again, to repeat myself, yes, that's partly true. But what about when, I mean, at its worst, which would be around December 21st, which is the shortest day of the year, the sun is down by 4:45 in the afternoon. Are you telling me that every kid's in bed at 4:45 in the afternoon?
But that being said, this goes back to her point. That being said, if the U.S. were to stay on daylight saving time year-round, in some areas, sunrises would near 9 a.m., in some areas.
Well, that would be way up to the north.
Yes. So, sorry, Montana.
Well, but I mean, I distinctly remember living in Anchorage, Alaska, when I was in elementary school. We would go to school in the dark.
What if you're a construction worker and you're supposed to start at 5 a.m.?
And we would come home from school in the dark. The sun came up for like 1 or 2 hours a day. Yeah,
that's why I don't live in Alaska.
913-586-7798. The news with Dan Weinbaum. In 2 minutes, here on Dan and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.